Blog Talk Radio.
Yom HaShemini, here we're at the eighth day. Yom HaShemini, right here, refreshing the boards, right here, Blog Talk Radio, live streaming to the Rastafari Israelites and some other selected platforms in Facebook as well, right here. Yes, I coming to a new Gregorian year, also here in the season, here with the eighth day of the Hanukkah, first day of the Shavuah, right here, seeing how all this corresponds, a perfect alignment, two sevens, 7 days, and the 7 days of Shavuah. And here at the beginning of the Shavuah and for a new week after the Shabbat, the greeting, Shavuot Tov, modern Hebrew, Shavuot Tov in the modern Hebrew, Shavuot Tov, more of the ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, Shavuot Tov, Tawab, here, first day I assembly here on the ear, like to ride up and get into the fuller full here, as we also have the readings here appointed for this eighth day. Here, first day. So the eighth day is a very interesting concept, Hebraically, Judaically, the eighth day I assembly. But first things first, the psalm right here for the first day, Psalm 24.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is
so here for the first day service, aka the Sunday service, Yom HaRishon in the Hebrew, the Ehud, and the greeting Melkam, Ehud from the Ahad, first day here. But here in the holy season, we have a season going, the Shavuah right here, brings us here to the eighth day I assembly. So here, another tune from Temple Rockers. Check out Temple Rockers. David Salagold, yes I, Jah Bless, and the Temple Rockers band, from the classic roots and reggae artists. Here we have Wayne Jarrett and the Maoz Zor, Rock of Ages. Yes, I, Rock of Ages. Hebraically.
Offering young and his court surrounding
songs with a mighty sound.
Festival of Light, Dub of Light, yes I, my all's in store, yes I, Rock of Ages, right here, the tyrants, tyrants perishing, you got a light, you got a light, here, 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 near Lee, near is like a lamb, near is a lamb, Lee is like for me, near Lee, here, 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 also a Hanukkah tune right here, here, here. Let's light up, light up, light up.
Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Blaze up the top.
Kakam, near, 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 near. Sound like near, but near, near is a light like a lamp, near. So nearly, nearly, Lee for me. Nearlech, you have a light, sister. Nearlecha, nearlecha. You have a light, brother. Nearlo, he has a light. Nearla, she has a light. Nearlekem, you all men have a light. Nearlekem, yeah. Nearlanu, nearlanu. We all got a light. Light it up, light it up. Here before we ride up, going to ride with the fifth, sixth, and the seventh Aliyot right here, also to fulfill the eighth day of the Hanukkah, Rastafari Maccabee, fighting Isla Day here in the season, relivicating the temple. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple. Here, here, here. Here, here, here.
What's that? Push up the light to them. Push up the light to them. Push up, push up, push up the light to them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, step around, look at my eyes, see the water. So when the wicked come up and I think to my flesh, they stumble and fall. Gun no shall encamp against thine Babylon, your time shall be come. For I'm like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep to shear his dumb. Shasun. Lord God, your Rastafari, and this will unto where I may say, his sons begotten. Lord God, your Rastafari, make mention to where about unto Babylon. And he said, blessed be the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, now standeth in the ways of sinners, now sitting in the seat of a scornful, while I delight in the laws of a Lord God most high, your Rastafari. For when it's true, last one of the things they had by night. Therefore I must be like a tree that stands by the rivers of water. That stands firm, cannot be removed by no worm or no germ by no germ. Yeah, Almighty, protect I in this Iowa. For just as you cast your lot of thunder, so the wicked shall be shaken with lightning and thunder. The words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be accepted in thy sight, O God. Clean hands in the pure in our children with this earth, and we sat on Satanona. Yata, 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 Mr. Donde. Oh, yata, yata, this I yata, Mr. Donde. Say, say, this I yata, got a dona. Wandana. Isla ya beard maska. Wadana means love. So make me yata yata gona. So make me yata 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 gona. So make me yata 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 down the Sunday. So make me yata Monday yata on the Monday. So things get funny, so we yata on the Tuesday. Yata Santa gona. The wisdom of man was unknown by God. A table of stone. And in the utterance of man art, a man concept of man morality, black man must learn to live with love and equality. Cause in this time, which is the last time, greed and prejudice, grudge and unhumbleness in the sight of the Most High. Who is here for mankind? Salvation and victimization. Beat down oppression and conquer. Love and affection. So don't make me free, yata, yata, gonna. So make me yata, 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 gonna. Different fashions. Beautiful sound of innovation. But we can get no passion. They kill and plunder the fruits of the earth. And leave even the humble to eat dirt. But young people, we want to be good, pass away, ever lose, but pass away, they say. Two black man can't you laugh the thunder. Can't be this strong by no lightning and no thunder. No, Santa Matagona. Santa, Santa Matagona. So me no Santa, Santa Matagona. I should do Santa, Santa, Santa. Shall I the far right? Allah have a higher than the eyes of God. I am so mighty. And show the universe. So glad I'm this time.
Yes, yes, yes. Leroy Smart right there with Iroy. Yes, Iroy and Leroy Smart. Jive my light right here, here, here. First day of a new Shavuot, a new seven, a new strong. And the eighth day right here, 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 of the Hanukkah to fulfill right here, here, here. So here, we also have the Rosh Chodesh, a new moon, a new month, according to the lunar right here. So a baraka, a blessing here is in order, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship. Ta'ainai Haber Shalanu. Ras Yifteya, right here, 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 a.k.a. Lid Yifteya, Lid Yifti, right here. Braka.
A Rosh Hodesh blessing for a good and prosperous new month. Yehi Ratzon מלפוניך יחווה אלוהינו ואלוה אבותינו, שיתחדש אלינו חודש טוב, באדוננו ישוע המושיח. Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good month in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Gonna blow up the trumpet, the shofar, but let's read.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Glory! Rastafari. Glory! Rastafari. Glory! Rastafari.
Rosh Chodesh Tov. Rosh Head Chodesh. To say renew, from the Chadash, to renew, the new head, renewing of the month, you know, the moon, Tov, Tov, or Tov, good, 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 right here, 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 so here.
The Rosh Chodesh Baraka, the Rosh Chodesh blessing. The following, a simplified baraka, a blessing, can be recited to celebrate and celebrate the new moon, the new month, and to ask Yahweh El Shaddai, he who be, who he be, I and I, all sufficient supply to help you, to help I and I in this coming season. Yehi ratzon milfaneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohe avoteinu shetechadesh aleinu chodesh tov be'adoneinu Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Amen. May it be your will, O Adonai, Adonai, I and I Elohim, the Elohim, Elohe Hailiyai of I and I fathers, that you renew for us, for I and I, a good moon, a good month in I and I, Adonai, Be Adonin, our Lord, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Tov, Rosh Chodesh Tova.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. But when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Ohio Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Hear what it says in the liturgy of the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church right here. Hear, most Jewish, Judaic of the Christian churches right here. What it said on the first day, a.k.a. called Sunday, Ethiopically, Ehud, Melkam Ehud, beautifully good first day right here, first day service.
Sosenya be'elete Ehud yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziaviheram lukota yegeba. Commitmentana yilayena yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram so. Hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer Ekesi Aber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
God bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day.
Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah, Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Here, here for the first day service right here, here, here. For Shabbat Miketz here for first day. Fifth and sixth and seventh Aliyot right here. Shema.
And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Hamishi Aliyah. Hear for the fifth
reading, the fifth aliyah, the fifth offering up, up offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Niket, Sabbath at the end, Shabbat Niket, Sabbath from the end. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 42, here at verse 19, for the Chamishi, for the fifth up offering, offering up the fifth reading, here, Shema Yisrael. Im akenim atem achikem echada ye asera de baita nishamarekema we atema luku ha viu shevera ra e vona ba take him. If ye are true, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, go y'all, carry con for the famine of your houses. Im kenim atem. If ye, y'all, be true. If ye be upright men. Im kenim atem achikem echada ye asera b'baita nishamarekem. Let one of your brethren be bound in your prison house. Make one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Achikem echada ye asera b'baita nishamarekem. We atema leku ha viu shavara ra evona ba tekem. But go y'all. We atem leku. Go ye, go y'all. We atem leku. A viu shavara ra evona ba tekem. Carry con for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother to me, to I. So shall your words be verified, and ye and y'all shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we, I and I, verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we, I and I, saw the anguish of his soul when he besought I and I, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. Therefore is this distress come upon I and I. Vayomru ish ella achio. And they said one to another, we yomru. And they said, ish, man, ella achio. Man to his brother. Ishemim. Avel, Eval, Eshemi, Enachnu Allah, Achinu, Asherarainu, Saranafsho, Behita Hanino, Eleinu, Lo, Shamainu, Alken, Ba'a, Eleinu, Hazara. Ha-zot. And they said, man to his brother, Wayomru, ish ella achio, evala, shemim, nachnu ala achinu, asher arayinu, atzara nafsho, behita hanino, eleinu, with lo, shama'inu, alkena ba'a, eleinu, ha-tzara, ha-zot. We, I and I, are verily guilty concerning our brother. Eval Eshemim. Enachnu ala achinu asher arayinu sarata nafsho. In that we saw the distress of his soul, his psyche. Asher arayinu sara nafsho. Behita hanino eleinu. When he besought us, with Lord Shama'inu, and we would not hear. Al-Kain, therefore, Ba'ah aleinu hatzara hazot. Therefore is this distress come upon us, upon I. And Reuven answered them, saying, Vayana Reuveno tama lemora. Spake I not to you, saying, do not sin, do not act up against the child, and ye and y'all will not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. Hello. Amarti elekem lemor ala techetaua bayeleda. Wlo shema item. With gam damohine nidrash. Hine nidrash. And Reuben answered them, saying, will ya ana Reuven otama lemor? Spake I not to you, saying, do not sin against the child? Spoke I not to you? Spoke I not to you? Hello, amarti lekem, saying, lemor, do not sin against the child. Ala techetua bayeled. And ye and y'all would not hear, would law, shema item. Therefore, also behold, with gam, damo, and also his blood, hine, nidarash. Therefore, also behold, his blood is required. And they knew not that Yosef understood, for he spake to them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, Shimon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way. And thus like this did he to them. And they laded the asses with the corn, and departed thence from there. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money. For behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said to his brethren, my money is restored. Vaya yomera elachiyo, hushava kaspi, hushava kaspi. My money is restored. Wagam hine, and lo, look, be ama tachetia. Vayetzea livam, vayayachera dua, isha ilachioa lemora. And lo, it is even in my sack, and their heart failed them, and they turned trembling one to another, and they turned trembling. Ish ilachio, man to his brother, vayecherdu, ish ilachio, lemor, saying, what is this that Elohim hath done to us? What is this that Elohim hath done to us? Ma zot asa Elohim lanu? Ma zot asa Elohim lanu? What is this that Elohim has done to us? And they came to Yosef, their father, to the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell them, saying, the man, Haish, divera Haisha Adonai Haaretza. The man was the Adon, the Aten of the land. The man, Haish, divera Haish Adonai Haaret, who is the Adon, the Aten of the land, spake roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. Divera Haish Adonai Haaret Itanu Ashota wa Itena Otanu Kima Raglima et Haaret. And we said to him, I and I are no spies. Wa nomera layo kenim inachnu lo hayinu meraglim. We, I and I, be 12 brethren, sons of our father, one not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Shenim Asara Nachnu Achim Binei Avinu Ha Echada Enenu We Ha Katona Hayom Et Avinu Be Aretz Akna'an. And the man, Haish, the Lord of the country. Wayomer Eleinu. Wayomer Eleinu. Haish Adonai Haaretz. And the man, Haish, the Adon, Adonai Haaretz, the Aten of the land, of the country, said to us, hereby shall I know that ye, that y'all are true. Leave one of your brethren with me, and take for the famine of your household, and be gone. And the man, the Lord of the country, said to us, why yomer eleinu ha'ish adonai ha'aretz bezota eda'a kiya chenim atem achikem ha echada ha nichuaiti with eta ravona batekem kechua wa lechu. And the man, the Lord of the country, Ha'ish, Adonai Ha'aretz, said to us, hereby shall I know that ye, that y'all are upright men. Leave one of your brethren with me, and take con for the famine of your houses, and go your way. Wa lechu, wa lechu. And bring your youngest brother to me. Then shall I know that ye, that y'all, no spies, but y'all, True. Will I deliver you, your brother, and ye, y'all, shall traffic in the land. With ha diu eta chikema hakaton elai. With eda kia loa meragalimate. Kia kenima tema eta chikema etena lakema. With eta ha'aretz tisa charu, and bring your youngest brother to me, then shall I know that ye, that y'all are no spies, but that y'all are upright men. So will I deliver your brother, and ye and y'all shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid, and Yaakov and Jacob, their father, said to them, me have ye, y'all bereaved of my children. Yosef, Joseph, is not, and Simeon, Shimon, is not, and ye, y'all, will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Vayomer Elehem Yaakov Abihem. Oti shikaltema Yosef einenu, we shimona einenu, we eta binyamina tiakahu alai hayu kulana. And Jacob their father said to them, me have your bereaved of my children. Vayomer Elehem Yaakov, and Jacob said, Vayomer Elehem Yaakov Avihem, and Jacob their father said to them, Oti Shikaltem Ma Yosef, Oti Shikaltem, me. Y'all have bereaved of my children. Yosef, Einenu, Joseph is not. Weshimon, Einenu, Simeon is not. Weetabin, Yamin, and Benjamin, Tikahu, alive. And Benjamin, and y'all will take Benjamin away. Hayu kulanu, upon me are all these things are against me. And Yaakov, their father, said to them, me have y'all bereaved. Yosef, not. Simeon, not. And y'all will take Benjamin? All these things are against me. And Reuben spake to his father, saying, slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee, the eye. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And Reuben spoke to his father, saying, Eta shneya vanaya tamita im lo vienu eleka tina oto ala dani wa hani ishia venu eleka. Take thou shalt slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him back to thee. Thou shalt slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee, the eye. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him back to the eye. Eta shneya vanaya tamit im lo vienu leka tina oto ala yadi wa hani ishi venu eleka. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which ye all go, then shall ye all bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Vayomer lo yereda b'niya imakem kia achiyoa meit wihu levado nishar ukrahu ason ba dereka ashera telkua baha we ho raditema eta shevatia de yagona shola. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead. Vayomer lo yereda b'niya imakem ki achiyo met. And he only is left with who levado nishar. If harm befall him by the way in which you go, ukrahu asona badereka asher telku baha, then will ye all bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. With ho raditema eta shebati de yagona shola. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, Yisrael. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 43. And the famine sore in the land. With ha ra'ava ka beda ba'aret. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, Mitzrayim, their father said to them, go again, buy us a little food. And Yehuda and Judah spake to him, saying, the man, ha'ish, the man did solemnly protest to us, to I and I, saying, ye all shall not see my face, except your brother with you. If thou will send our brother with us, with I and I, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou will not send, we will not go down. For the man, ha'ish, said to us, I and I, ye all shall not see my face, except your brother with you. And Israel said, wherefore dealt ye all so ill with me, as to tell the man Ha'ish whether ye all had yet a brother? And they said, Ha'ish, the man, ask us straightly of our state and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye, y'all, another brother? And we, and I told him according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, bring your brother down, brother, down, brother, down, brother, down, brother, down, down, down. And Yehuda said to Yisrael, his father, send the lad with me. Send the lad with I. And we, I and I, will arise and go, that we, that I and I may live and not die. And we, I and I, and thou, the I, and also our little ones, Vayomer Yehuda, Ela Yisrael avio, Shilcha, Han ara iti, where na kuma, where ne leka, where nichie, where lo namut, gama e nachnu, gam atem, gama aten. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not to thee, the I, and set him before thee, the I, then let make I bear the blame forever, for ever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said to them, if it must be so now, do this, take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry again in your hand, peradventure. Perhaps it was an oversight. Ulaya mishagehu. Take also your brother and arise. Go again to Haish. Go again to the man. Ueta achikema kahu. Ueumu shuvu illa Haish. And El Shaddai, give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother, and Binyamin, and Benjamin, if I be bereaved of my children. I am bereaved. With El Shaddai yitena lachem rachamim lifnei ha'ish. With shilacha lachem eta chikem acher. With eta binyamin. Wahani akasher shacholti shacholti, and take also your brother and arise, go again to the man. Nueta achikem akachu weumu shuvu il haish, and El Shaddai, El Almighty, give you mercy before the man. With El Shaddai yitena lachem rachamim lifnei ha'ish, that he may release to you your other brother and Benjamin. Shilacha lachem eta achikem acher with eta binyamin. And as for me, and as for I, wahani, Wa'ani, ani, and as for I, wa'ani ka'asher, shacholti, shacholti, if I be bereaved, I am bereaved, shacholti, shacholti. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Binyamin and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Mitzrayim, and stood before Yosef, and stood before Joseph, before Joseph. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth offering up here for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, Sabbath at the end. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis. Here, Genesis chapter 43, verse 16. Verse 16 for the Sheishi, for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the Shabbat Mikates, Genesis 43, verse 16. And when Joseph saw Binyamin, Benjamin with them, Wayare Yosefa itama eta Binyamin, he said to the ruler, he said to the ruler of his house, Wayomera la shara Allah betoa. He said to the steward of house, Have eta hai nashim, bring the men. Have eta hai nashim habaitaha, bring the men into the house. Utaboacha tebacha, and kill the beast. We hakena kia itia yokolua ha enashim baz achorai, and prepare meat, prepare food, for the men shall dine with me. The men shall dine with I at noon. Bring men home and slay and make ready, for men shall dine with me, with I, at noon. Wayare'e Yosefa itama eta Binyamin, wayomer la'asher Allah beto, haveya eta ha'nashim ha'baitaha, utaboacha tebacha, wea ha'ken akia itia yoklu ha'nashim ba'tzachorai. And the man did as Joseph bade. And the man, Haish, brought the man into Yosef, into Joseph's house. Wayaasa Haisha ka'asher amara Yosef, wayaveya Haisha eta ha'nashim betah Yosef. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Yosef's bait, into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, at the first hour, I and I brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, against I and I, and fall upon us, and fall upon I and I, and take I and I for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Yosef's house, of Yosef's bait, and they commune with him at the door of the house, Habait, and said, Oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first to buy food. Oh, sir, I came indeed down at the first to buy food. Wayomru bi Adoni. Ya'roda ya'radnua batachila lishbara okel. Oh, my Lord, be Adoni. Oh, my Lord, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. Be Adoni ya'roda ya'radnua batachila lishbara And it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and behold, look, see, here
it is.
Every man's money is in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we, I and I, have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace to you. Fear not, your Elohim, the Elohim of your father, hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. He brought Simeon, Shimon out to them. Wayomer, Shalom Alakem, Ala Tiarao, Elohekem, Welohe Avikem, Natan Alakem, Matamon, Be Ama Be Amite Hotekem, Kasapekem, Ba Elai, Waya Yotea Elehema Eta Shimon. And he said, peace be to you. Shalom lachem. Shalom lachem. Shalom lachem. Ala tirao. Fear not. Ala tirao. Elohekem wa Elohe avikem. Your Elohim and the Elohim of your father, of your patriarch. Elohekem wa Elohe avikem. Natan lachem matamon. Be amit chotekem kasapekem ba elai, have given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Kasapekem ba elai. Wayotzei lehem, and he brought to them et Shimon, and he brought Simeon out to them. And the man, Haish, brought the man to Yosef's, into Yosef's bait, into Yosef's house, and gave water, and they washed their feet. And he gave the asses provender. And they made ready the present against Yosef came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into Habayit, into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, of whom y'all spake, is he yet alive? Wa'ishala lahem Le shalom, waya yomera, he shalom avikem, ha zakein ashera amartem, ha odeinu chai, is he yet alive? And they answered, the servant, thy servant, our father, is in good health, he is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. Wayomru shalom le avdeka le avinu odeinu chai. Wayayikadu wayayishatachu. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, this your younger brother, of whom y'all spake to me, to I? And he said, Elohim, be gracious to thee, my son. Waisa aynayo, wayare'e eta bina yamin, achiyo, benayimo, wayomera, hazeh achikema, hakatona asherra martema elai. Vayomar Elohim Yachinka Bini Elohim Yachinka Bini Elohim, be gracious to thee, my son. Elohim Yachinka Bini.
Evil, 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 evil
Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear for the Shavii, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up. The Shavii, the seventh reading for this Shabbat Niketz. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 43, here at verse 30. For the Shavii, for the seventh. Why am I here, Yosef? Kia nika meru, rachemayo illa achiyo. Why yavagesh, leave a chota. Why yabo ha hadra? Why yayrik shama? And Yosef, and Joseph made haste. Why maher Yosef? For his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. Why maher Yosef? Ki anika meru rachmai elachi. Why bakesha levokota? Why yabo? Ha hadra? Why yavik shama? And Joseph made haste, for his heart, yearned for his brother. Ki anikemerua rachamayo il achiyo, and he sought why bakesh, and he sought levokot. He sought where to weep. Wayabo ha chadra, and he entered into his chamber. Wayevik shama, and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, Simu lachem, set on bread. Simu lachem. And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, for the Egyptians, who did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one at another, and he took messes to them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank, and were merry, and portions were taken to them from before him. But Benjamin's portion was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. And hear, Shema Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sacks. Wayas av et asher ala beito lemor malaya et am techota ha nashim okella ashara yuka aluna si aita wi sima kasafa isha bufi am tachto. And he commanded the steward of his house, why is Ava etta asher al beito, saying, Lemor, Malay, fill, Malay, etta amate hot. Fill, 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 sacks, ha, and ashim, fill the men's sacks, okel, ka'ashara, yeuk, lun, eight, with as much as they can carry, with seem, kasef, aisha, bifi, and put every man's money, every man's silver, with seem, kasef, aisha, and put every man's silver, every man's money, bifi, ametachito, in his sack's mouth, with etta, gavi, gavia, ha, kasefa, tasima, bifia, ametachata, ha, katon, with etta kasefa, shivoro, and put my goblet, the silver goblet, with etta, gavi, gavia, ha, kasef, kasef, and put my goblet, my chalice, the silver chalice, silver chalice, silver chalice, silver tasima, bifia, ametachata, ha, katan, 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 in the sack's mouth of the youngest, with etta kasefa, shivro, ro, ro, and his corn, his con, his con, his corn, Kesef, his corn silver, his corn money, corn money. Wayasa ki divara Yosefa Ashera divera divera divera. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. Wayasa ki divara Yosef Ashera divera 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 divera. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks of food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, my chalice, the silver cup, the silver chalice, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his con money. And he did according to the word that Yosef had spoken. And as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and the asses, when they were gone out of the city, not yet far off. Joseph said to his steward, Up. Follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say to them, wherefore, why have y'all rewarded evil for good, 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 good. Joseph said, with Yosef Amara La'asher al-Beito, Joseph said to his steward, Kum Ridofa Achreha Nashima, with Amarta Lehem. Lama, she alamatema ra'a, tachata tova, tova, tova. Follow after the men. Ridofa achreya, ha'enashim. And when thou dost overtake them, say to them, with amarta, elehem. Wherefore, why? Lama, shia lametema ra'a tachatat ova. Why have y'all rewarded evil for good? Lama, shia lametema ra'a tachatat ova. Wherefore have y'all rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which Adoni, Adoni drinketh? And whereby he indeed divineth, ye y'all have done evil in so doing. Hello, in which Adoni, whereby indeed he divineth. Hello, ze, Ashera yishte Adoni, bau, who nachema yin nachema bau. And whereby indeed he divineth, with who nachem, ye nachem, bau, y'all have done evil in so doing. Duha Riotem Asher Sitem 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 Sitem. And he overtook them.
Overtook them.
And he spake to them.
Spake to
these
them.
Same words. And they said to him, wherefore?
Why? Why?
Sayest Adoni.
Adoni.
Why sayest my Adon these words? Halila,
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 Halila.
Elohim forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing.
Thing.
To this thing.
To this
thing.
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 Thing. Thing.
Thing. Vaya sikem. Vaya davera elehem haeta hadevarima ha'el.
Ha'el.
And he overtook them and he spoke to them these words. These. Devarim. Ha? Devarim ha'el. Vaya yomrua elayo. And they said to him,
Lama,
Lama, Yedavera, Hadonia, Kadivarim, Hayele,
Hayele,
Hayele. Wherefore, why, Lama, Yedavera, Adoni, Kadivarim, Hayele,
Halila,
Halila,
Halila.
Why, speakers, wherefore,
wherefore,
wherefore, what, Lama,
Lama,
Yedavera, Adoni. Wherefore, why speakest my Lord,
my Lord,
my Lord,
Kadvarim ha'ele,
such words, words like these, Chalila,
far be it,
far be it,
far be it,
Hashem forbid, Chalila, la evadeka, maya isota katavara hazeh, far be it from thy servants that they should do such a thing,
such a thing.
Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again to thee, to the eye, out of the land of Canaan,
Canaan.
How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? Hain kesef asher matzanu b'fi amita choteinu hei shivonu eleka me areta Canaan. With
Eich,
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 Niger Nova, Ni Baita Adone,
Kone,
Ka, Kesef, or Zahab. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again to the eye out of the land of Canaan.
Canaan,
Canaan. How then should I and I steal out of the eyes Adon's, Adone, Ka's, Bait, house, silver, or gold? With Eich. Nignova, ni baita doneka, kasef, or zahab, with whomsoever of thy servants it be found. Let him die, and we, and I also, will be Adonis, bondmen, bondmen,
bondmen,
my Lord's bondmen. Asherah imate yaito, maya evadeka, wa mate. With kama nachnua nihyehe la adoni la
vadin
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 vadin vadin. With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, go for let him die, and we and I also will be Adoni's bondmen. And he said, now also, that it's according to your words, he with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye and y'all shall be blameless. Awayomer. And he said,
now
also. Awayomer, tam,
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 tam, Awayomer, tam, ata, k'diva rekem. Ken hu asher yi matzeya ito yihyehli aved wi atem tishiyua
nikiyim.
And he said, now also, let it be according to your words. Vayomer tam ata k'divarekem ken hu now also. Let it be according to your words.
Words.
Words. Tam ata k'diva rekem ken hu ashera yimatzeya ito yihyehli aved. He with whom it is found shall be my
bondman.
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 Bondman. Bondman. Ashera yimatzeya ito yihyehli. Aved,
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 Yehli,
Aved. He shall be my servant. He shall be my bondman. With Atem, Tishiyu, Nikiyim, and ye and y'all shall be blameless. And they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest. And the cup and the chalice, the goblet, was found in Binyamin's and Benjamin's sack. Then they ripped their clothes, and laid every man his ass, and returned to the city. And hear, Shema Israel. Hear, the Maftir Le Ashkenazim, the Maftir reading for this Shabbat meet eight here. Genesis chapter 44, verse 14, for the Maftir Le Ashkenazim. Vayaboa Yehuda. And Yehuda and his brethren came to Joseph's house. Wayabo Yehuda and he was still there. And they fell before him on the ground. Waya yipulua lifanayo arzaha. And hear, Shema Israel, here for the Maftir. Le Sephardim, the Maftir Le Sephardim. Why Yomer Allahemma Yosefa Ma Ha Ma Se Haze Asher Sitem Halau Ye Daitem Kia Nachim Ye Nachim Ish Asher Ka Amoni. And Yosef and Joseph said to them, why Yomer Lahema Yosefa, what deed is this that y'all have done? Ma ha ma ise haze, ma ha ma ise haze. What deed is this that y'all have done? Ma ha ma ise Haze Asher Sitema Hello Ayeh Daitem Ki Nachim Ye Nachim Ish Asher Kamoni. Know y'all not that such a man as I will indeed divine. Hello Ye Daitem Ki Nachim Ye Nachim Ish Asher Kamoni. What y'all not that such a man as I can certainly divine? Hello, Yidaitem Ki Nachim, Yidnachim, Ish Asher Kamoni. And Yehuda and Judah said, What shall we say to Adoni? Shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we, I and I, Adonis, servants, both I and I, and also with whom the cup, the chalice, the goblet, is found. Why Yomer Yehuda and Judah said, Ma Nomar La Adoni, Ma Nidaber, Hu Ma Nitzat Adak, Elohim Matza Eta On Etevon, Evadeka, Hinenu, Evadim, La Adoni, Kam. Nachnu kam asher nimsa ha'gavia b'yato. And Judah said, what shall we say to my Lord? Ma nomar la adoni. What shall we speak? Ma nedaber. Or how shall we clear ourselves? Clear Einai serves. Uma nitzat adak. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures. Ha Elohim, matza eta elon. Elohim have found out the iniquity of thy servants. Ha Elohim, matza eta avona evadeka. Behold, hinenu. Behold, hinenu evadim. Behold, behold, behold. Behold. We are my Lord's bondmen. He nenu evadim la adoni. La adoni. Gam enachnu, enachnu, enachnu. Gam asher nimsa ha'daria. Bit yaddo. Both we and he also in whose hand the cup is found. And he said, Chalila, 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 Chalila. Vayomer Chalila, Chalila. For be it. Chalila li, for be it from me. Chalila, chalila, chalila. Elohim forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup, the chalice, is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, as for y'all, get you up in peace and shalom.
Hotel.
Get you up in peace. Shalom. To your father. Vayomer Chalila li Maya isota zot Haish Asher nimsa Ha agaviya Yado Hu Yihyehli Aved Wi Atem Elu Lishaloma illa Avikem. Far be it from I. For be it from I that I should do so. May esot zot, the man in whose hand the goblet, the chalice, the cup is found. Ha'ish asher nimsa ha'gaviya b'yado. He shall be my bond man. Who is Yehli Aved. But as for y'all, with Atem, Elu Lishalom, El Avikem, get you up in peace. Elu, Aliyah up, go up. Elu, Lishalom, El Avikem, get you up, Aliyah up in Shalom to your father. Il avikem. And here for the fulfillment for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath at the end. Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, at the end. Kabur l'kalu, kabur dimsu, kabur l'haylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'avinu, kabur l'melkeinu. Glory be to Einai Father, glory be to Einai King, Kabur le Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, who he be, Ayinai Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, Ayinai Virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa'imru, Amen. Amen.
Adonai.
John! Rastafari. John!
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no pain Torah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor.
Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'chaylu. Glory to the word, glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'chaylu. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to our Father and our King. Kabur l'abuna, l'ngusna, l'kedamawi, chay l'salasi. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be'shem Yeshua, ha-Moshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be'getachna, be'medchanetachin. Be Jesus Christus sin. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratah b'debrehim Hane'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher batorach, uMoshe abdo, uBeIsrael ammo, uBeNebiei haEmet waTzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
1 Kings chapter 3, verses 15. Chapter 4, verse 1. Besama'ab wawalet mefesa produce had yomlach. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Baruch Hu, and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots to the king, and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my master, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, The one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose living child was to the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my master, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of Elohim Baruch Hu was in him to do judgment. Chapter 4. So King Solomon was king over all Israel. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Shabbat Shalom. Kedemawi Hari Selassie. Boost against the Ethiopia. Jah Rastafari every time. Hashem Gitachim and Ahanatachim. Yeshua.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Book of the Prophets, Book of Zechariah, Chapter 2, Verse 13, to Chapter 4, Verse 7. Besa ma'ab wa walim fasa kadu sahadu amlak. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh Baruch Hu, lifnei Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Yahshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh Baruch Hu said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke thee. O Satan, even Yahweh that have chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Zephaot Baruch Hu, Yahweh of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. Oh, oh. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes, and behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh Zephaot Baruch Hu, and I will remove the iniquity of that land one day. In that day, saith Yahweh Zephaot Baruch Hu, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and with seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu to Zerubbabel, sing, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, through Kuh. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, favor, favor to it. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawe Haile Shalasi, New Houston, Gaz, Ethiopia, Pesem Ketachim, and Anatachim, Yeshua, Amoya, Amen.
Hadasha Aliot, 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 Aliot.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarut, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha, Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 through 13, we begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans, chapter 10, the apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, Chepet Lebabi, Utifilati LeElohim, Baad Israel, Asher Yewasheu, Ki Miid Ani Alehem, Shemakanim LeElohim, Abal Lo Bedat. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim. For Mashiach, for Christ, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness that is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Mashiach down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Mashiach again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord, Adon Ahad, over all is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Yebarekeka, Yahuwah, We Yishimereka, Yair Yahuwah, Panay Eleka, We Yehuneka, Yisa Yahuwah, Panay Eleka, We Yasem Leka, Shalom. We Samueta Shemi al Bnei Yisrael, Waani Ibarekem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yibarekeka Yahweh, weishemereka, yair Yahweh panayo, eleka, weyahuneka. Yisa Yahweh panayo leka, weyasem leka, shalom. We Samueta Shmi al Bnei Yisrael wa ani ebarekein yebarekeka Yahweh Jehovah bless the eye. We yishmereka and keep the eye. Yebarekeka Yahweh we yishmereka Yair Yahweh panayo eleka we yahuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We yahuneka and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahweh panayo eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We yasem leka shalom and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yeshua, shalom. With Samu Eta Shemi Bnei Yisrael. Wa'ani Ebarekein.
Bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. Bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. Bless you. We find your peace are unmovable.
And here, the MRE right here, even time for the fulfillment here for day 8 of Hanukkah here in the city.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Rastafari.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Numbers chapter 7. Here from the first Hanukkah dedication here to the eighth day Hanukkah, right here, you hear Maccabee fighting holiday.
On the eighth day, offered Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideonai. On the 10th day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, prince of the children of Dan, offered. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Ochran, prince of the children of Asher, offered. His offering was 1 silver charger, of the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered. His offering was 1 silver charger, of the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan, 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 the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar, 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 in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel, 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 12 chargers of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70, all the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12 with their meat offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offerings were 24 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after that it was anointed. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of testimony, from between the two cherubim, and he spake unto him, 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 and he spake unto him. Chapter 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, When thou lightest...
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. 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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten and hand elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate.
And here just to fulfill it, Numbers chapter 8 to the 4th verse, where it says right here, the order of the hosts, the lamps and the menorah, the strike candlestick. In the biblical context, it's an anachronism. Menorah, lampstand, powered by oil, not wax. So here's the order of the hosts. 15th item here, Numbers chapter 8. The lamps, 7 lamps and the lampstand, the menorah.
And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, saying, speak to Aharon and say to him, when thou lightest the lamps, when thou steppest up to light the lights, the seven lamps shall give light over against the menorah, the lampstand. And Aharon and Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against the menorah, the lampstand, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And this work of ha-menorah, of the lampstand, was of beaten gold, to the shaft thereof of hur, to the flowers thereof of hur, was beaten work, according to the pattern, the tabnit, that Jehovah had shewed Moshe. So he made ha-menorah, so he made the lampstand. Chanukah Sameach. Hear, Chag Orim, Chag, Feast of Lights, Orim, Sameach, joyful, joyful, joyful. New Covenant Sacrifice, no debtors, but the words, we offer those words and we perform it. We fulfill as the word of the King of Kings says to I and I right here.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill. Yes, I fulfill his will.
You are aware of the contents.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make,
true,
the journeys we take. That's why me I tell it straight. Never see the rise and the long side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, love fills me up with chips. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big thing show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price, I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class, lazy body better get up your ass.
Why, flush, perfect, blessed, more fire.
See, this is what kind of cars. Thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Hanukkah Sameach, happy Hanukkah, and here for the eighth day of Hanukkah, fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 8, for the eighth day of Hanukkah, Hanukkah Sameach, happy Hanukkah.
here, chapter 8, 4th book of Maccabees. The famous athletes of righteousness, of tzedek. Here ends the story, the narrative of courage, called the 4th book of Maccabees. Hanukkah Sameach. Some of the guards declared that when she also was about to be seized and put to death, she cast herself on the pyre in order that no man, no man might touch her body. O mother, that together with thy 7 sons didst break the tyrant's force and bring to naught his evil devices, and gave us an example of the nobleness of a moon of faith, of the imminent. Thou wert nobly set as a roof upon thy sons as pillars, and the earthquake of the torments shook thee not at all. Rejoice therefore, pure-souled mother, pure-psyched mother, having the hope of thy endurance certain at the hand of Elohim. Not so majestic stands the moon amid the stars in heaven as thou, as the eye, having lit the path of thy 7 star-like sons to righteousness, to tzedek, standest in honor with Elohim, the true good, the true God, and thou art set in heaven, the Shamayim, with them. For thy childbearing was from the son of Abraham, and had it been lawful for us to paint, as might some artist, the tale of thy piety, would not the spectators have shuddered at the mother of 7 sons suffering for righteousness' sake, multitudinous tortures, even to death? And indeed, it were fitting to inscribe these words over their resting place, speaking for a memorial to future generations of our people, to future generations of I and I people. Here lie an aged priest and a woman full of years, and her 7 sons through the violence of a tyrant desiring to destroy the Hebrew nation. They vindicated the rights of our people, the rights of I and I people, looking to Elohim, the true good, the true God, and enduring the torment even to death. For truly it was a holy war, it was an Isla war, which was fought by them. For on that day, virtue, proving them through endurance, set before them the prize of victory in incorruption, in everlasting, ever-living life. But the first in the fight was Eleazar, and the mother of the 7 sons played her part, and the brethren fought. The tyrant was their adversary, and the world and the life of man were the spectators. And tzedek and righteousness won the victory and gave the crown to her athletes, who but wondered at the athletes of the true Torah, of the true law, who were not amazed at them,
Who would not amaze at them? The tyrant himself and his whole council admire their endurance, whereby they now do both stand beside the throne of Elohim and live the blessed age. For Moshe, for Moses says, all who have sanctified themselves are under thy hands. All who have sanctified, set themselves apart, are under thy hands. And these men, therefore, having sanctified themselves for Elohim's sake, not only have received Kabbalah, this honor, but also the honor that through them the enemy had no more power over our I and I people, and the tyrant suffered punishment, and our country was purified, they having as it were become a ransom for our nation's sins, for our nation's fuckery. And through the blood of these tzaddikim, these righteous men, and the propitiation of their death, the divine, the divine providence delivered Yisrael, Israel, that before was evil entreated. For when the tyrant Antiochus saw the heroism of their virtue and their endurance under the torches, he publicly held up their endurance to his soldiers as an example. And he thus, like this, inspired his men with a sense of honor and heroism on the field of battle, on the field of battle and in the labors of besieging, so that he plundered and overthrew all his enemies. O Israelites, O Bnei Yisrael, O Israelites, children born of the seed of Abraham, born of the race of Abraham, obey this Torah, obey this direction, instruction, obey this teaching, and be righteous in all ways, recognizing that inspired reason is Adon, Ha-Adon, Adonai, is Lord over the passions and over pains, not only from within, but from without ourselves, without I and I selves, by which means those men delivering up their bodies to the torture for tzedek's sake, for righteousness' sake, not only won the admiration of mankind, humanity, but were deemed worthy of divine inheritance, divine inheritance. And through them the nation obtained shalom, peace, and restoring the observance of HaTorah, of the direction, instruction, of teaching in our country, hath captured the city from the enemy. And vengeance hath pursued the tyrant Antiochus upon earth, and in death he suffers punishment. For when he failed utterly to constrain the people of Yerushalayim to live like Gentiles, like the nations, and abandon the customs of our patriarchs, of our fathers, he thereupon left Yerushalayim and marched away against the Persians. Now, these are the words that the mother of the seven sons, the righteous woman, spake to her children. I was a pure maiden, and I strayed not from my father's house, and I kept guard over the rib that was builded to Eve. No seducer of the desert, no deceiver in the field corrupted me, nor did the false beguiling serpent sully the purity of my maidenhood. I lived with my husband all the days of my youth. But when these my sons were grown up, their father died. Ashrei Ha'ish, happy was he, for he lived a life blessed with children, and he never knew the pain of their loss. Who, while he was yet with us, with I and I, taught you HaTorah and HaNaviyim, taught you the Torah and the prophets. He read to us, read to I and I of Abel, who was slain by Cain, and of Yitzhak, Isaac, who was offered as a burnt offering, and Yosef, Joseph, in the prison. And he spake to us, spake to I and I of Phinehas, the zealous priest. And he taught you the song of Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael in Ha'esh, in the fire. And he glorified also Daniel in the den of lions, and blessed him. And he called to your minds the sayings of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah. Yea, even though thou pass through the flame, the fire shall not hurt thee. He sang to us, to I and I, the words of David, of David, the psalmist. Many are the afflictions of the tzaddik, of the just, of the righteous. He quoted to us, I and I, the proverb of Shlomo, the proverb of Solomon. He is a tree of life to all them that do his will. He confirmed, I affirm the words of Ezekiel. Shall these dry bones live? For he forgot not the song that Moses taught, which teaches, I will slay and I will make alive. This is your life and blessedness of your days. Ah, cruel was the day, and yet not cruel, when the cruel tyrant of the Greeks of the Gracchi set the fire blazing for his barbarous braziers, and with his passions boiling brought to the catapult and back again to his torches the seven sons of the daughter of Abraham. And blinded the eyeballs of their eyes, and cut out their tongues, and slew them with many kinds of torment. For which cause the judgment of Elohim pursued, and shall pursue the accursed wretch. But the sons of Abraham, the B'nai Abraham, with their victorious mother are gathered together to the place Hamakom of their ancestors, having received Kabbalah, pure and immortal souls, Elohim from Elohim, to whom be glory forever and ever, for ever and Ivor,
Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor, Ivor,
Ivor,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad,
Adonai
Echad.
1 Kings, chapter 7, verses 40 to 50. Besama'a ba'wawalet mefesa kudus ahadum la. And Haran made the lavers in the shovel, in the basins. So Haran made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh, the two pillars and the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of the pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and the 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceedingly many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstand of pure gold, five on the right side and five on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers, and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. Amen.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 10, to chapter 4, verse 7. Vesa ma'aba wa walet ma pesa kadus ahadu umlak. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yahweh, Buruku. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yahweh Zebaot have sent me to thee. And Yahweh, Buruku, shall inherit Yehuda, his portion, in the Holy Land, and shall choose the Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh, lift ne Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh. and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh Buruku, rebuke thee, O Satan, Yetakar Mahun, even Yahweh that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire, the Issat? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angels. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, thus saith Yahweh's upper oath, Buruku, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, my bed, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, Shema, 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 hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for there are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch, a wound. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh's upper oath, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. And that day, saith Yahweh's upper oath, Buruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a lampstand of all gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit manifest, saith Yahweh Zephaoth. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, favor, favor to it. Amen. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is doomed.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah, 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 against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord, 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 the angel. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
The Brit Chadasha Chadiski Dan. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 through 13, we begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans, chapter 10. The apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, Chepetz lebabi, utifilati leElohim, Baad Israel, Asher Yewasheu. Ki miid ani Elehim, Shema kanim leElohim, Abal lo bedat. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou,
being a man, make it thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are Elohim? And he called them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am
God. Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan. የኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. The nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Psalm 74. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth. How long? How long? How long? How long?
O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth.
Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. In the wilderness.
Ethiopia,
the
wilderness. Ethiopia, Ethiopia, Ethiopia.
Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers.
The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are fully of the habitations of cruelty. O, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far.
Referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Yes, yes, yes. An outro midrash right here to seal up, seal up. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Restore thy times that have been long, that have long been desolate. Ever since the enemy wrought destruction, downstruction in the sanctuary. Hear today's psalm is more ein dalet. Hear the gimel, the third verse. Harima. Ameka le mashota netzach kol hera oyev bakodesh. Lift up thy steps because of the perpetual ruins, even all the evil that the enemy have done in the sanctuary. Harima se ameka le mashota netzach. Or restore thy times that have long been desolate. Ever since the enemy wrought destruction, downstruction in the sanctuary. Here, midrash note. Here in Mizmor Ein Dalet. Here in Psalm 74, the midrash note connected with restore thy times. Here. Pa'am or fa'am, here we have ha'rima fi'ameka, which can be lift up thy steps, or here translated, interpreted as restore thy times. Ha'rima fi'ameka, fa'am. Here we have fa'am, also pointed as pa'am. May either mean step or time. Fi'ameka can be the I male times, or Fit ameka can also be the I male steps. Fit ameka, pa ameka, fit ameka may mean either from pa'am, step or time. Restore thy times or lift up thy steps. Harima, fit ameka. But here, restore thy times. The times of those pilgrimages that thou didst command of us, of I and I, saying, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 16:16, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place that he shall choose. Shalosha pe'amim bashana yerae kola zekorka eta penei Yehovah Eloheka vama Oma Shara Yivhar Bihaga Hamatsota Uavehaga Ha Shavuota Uavehaga Hasukota Lo Yerae Etapnehua Rekam. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before he who he be, thy Elohim, in the place that he shall choose. Shalosh pe'amim. Three times. Shalosh pe'amim. Shalosh pe'amim. Shalosh pe'amim. Bashana yerae kola zekoreka eta pnei Yehova Eloheka b'makom asher yivachara b'chaga hamatzota uv'chaga ha'shavuota uv'chaga ha'sukota v'lo yerae eta pnei Yehova rekam. On the Feast of Unleavened Bread, on the Feast of Weeks, of Shavuot, and on the Feast of Hasukot, Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before he who be who he be in the presence of he who be who he be, rekam, rekam, raka, rekam, empty, with lo, yerayeh, etta b'nei Yehua, rekam, rekam. Behold, behold now how thy three times, how thy three times, the Shalosh pe'amim, Shalosh pe'amim, thy three times have been made desolate, desolate, desolate. Thine adversaries made a roaring noise in the midst of thy temple. Hear, hear, hear today, Psalm Mizmor, Ayin Dalet. Hear the Dalet verse. Hear Psalm 74, the fourth verse. Thine adversaries made a roaring noise in the midst of thy temple, 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 temple. Shaygu Sorereka Big Reva Moedeka Moedeka. Thine adversaries Sorereka have roared. Shaygu Shaygu Sorereka. Thine adversaries have roared. Big Reb in the midst. Big Reb Moedeka Moedeka. In the midst of thy meeting place, in the midst of thine meeting place. Mo'edeka, the ancient word for synagogue, synagogues. We have it even further in the eighth verse of today's psalm, but here, 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 at the fourth verse, thine adversaries made a roaring noise. Shaygu, tzoreka, in the midst, bikareb, 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 in the midst of thy temple or in the midst of thy meeting place, in the ancient, the meeting place later to be called the synagogue, Mo'edeka, Mo'edeka, the keeping of the Mo'ed, appointment, appointed place, Bikareb Mo'edeka. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi quoted, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, even here from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66 verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, from the temple, from the temple. Kol shaon me'ir, kol me'hekal, hark, kol, voice, or some translations, hark, an uproar from the city, kol shaon me'ir, hark, hark, it cometh from the temple, kol me'hekal, kol, a voice of noise from the city, called Shaon Meir, a voice called from the temple, Mehekal, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6, that is the destroyed Hekal, destroyed temple, lifted its voice in menace of thine adversaries. And what was the menace? Hear the voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Olioa mishalem gemul leoyevayo. Hark, call the voice, call Yahuwah of Jehovah, voice of he who be, we be. Olioa rendereth, payeth, rendereth mishalem, rendereth recompense mishalema gemula to his enemies, le oy bayo. And here, here, Midrash notes concerning the temple, the destroyed temple lifted its voice in menace. Here, the Midrash note, Mizmor Ayin Dalet, Psalm 74, literally the temple made accusations. The temple made accusations, lifted its voice in menace of thine adversaries. And what was its menace? The words that complete Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6, where it reads, Olioa, Ol Yehoah, Mishalem to pay, Shalem make peace to pay, Mishalem magmul leoibayo. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 74, verse 4, it reads, they read the signs of their divination, or they have set up their own signs for signs. Samu, ototam, otot. Samu, ototam, otot. They have set up their own signs for signs, or they read the signs of their divinations. And they declared, on such and such a day, we shall conquer Yerushalayim. We shall conquer Jerusalem. They read signs in the flight of arrows. For when they shot an arrow to the north, it fell to the south, toward Yerushalayim, toward Jerusalem, even New Jerusalem. As it is said, even in Yechezekel, Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 26, for the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way to use divination. He shot his arrows. He consulted with images. He looked in the liver. And every divination they tried augured that they would prosper. Hence, here, 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 even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Ayin Dalet, Psalm 74, the Dalet, the fourth verse, the second part. Samu ototam ototah. They read the signs of their divinations. They have set up Samu ototam, their signs, their otot, ototam otot. They set up their signs. Samu ototam, their signs, otot, for signs. Samu ototam otot. Or they read the signs of their divinations. Nevertheless, the enemies felt no gratitude toward Ha'el, toward the true El, the true good, the true almighty, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim. For they said, even in the words in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 27, our high hand and not the Lord have done all this, so they said. Pen Yomru, Yadenu, Rama, Ulo, Yahweh, Fa'al, Kol Zot, lest they should say, Pen Yomru, lest they should say, Yadenu Rama, our hand is exalted with Lo Yoah, and not he who be who he be, Pa'al Kol Zot, hath wrought all this. So they say. Indeed, could they have broken into Hashemayim, the heavens, and risen against Ha'el, El Elyon, El, the Almighty Elyon, on high, they would have done so. As the psalm, even today's psalm says, it seemeth as if they were wielding axes at the top of a thicket of trees. Yivada'a kermevi lema'ila dia sevaka eita karedumot. It seemeth as when men wield upwards axes in a thicket of trees. Yewada'a kermebiya lema'ila biya sebak eita karedumot. That is to say, as though they and Aladem were breaking a way to the very top of Shamayim, the very top of heaven. And here a few Midrash notes concerning the edited text for the passage from Ezekiel concerning the king of Babylon. For when they shot an arrow to the south, it flew to the north. So some translations have it opposite. It flew to the north. But here, concerning shooting of the arrow and flying to the south is more in connection with that pointing to towards Yerushalayim in the south, in the Negev, in the southern part. Then we also have the every divination they tried, augured that they would prosper. So they do the divination, their signs, they flash their signs and do their signs to prosper their device. So we have Psalm 79.2 on the Midrash bringing that out. But here, concerning nevertheless, the enemies to the very top of the heavens is how the PE, the print edition reads. The ET reads, quote, we are grateful to thee, end quote, and breaks the continuity here of the argument. So here in the Midrash here, we seek to bring out, that is to say, verse 5 of today's psalm, it seems as if they were wielding axes at the top of the thicket of trees, that is, as though they were breaking a way to the very top of Shamayi. Indeed, this was not the end of it, for they acted in just the way their ancestors had acted, the same ones who said, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make a name. Let us make a name. Let us make us a name. Here, Bereshith, Genesis. Genesis chapter 11, here, verse 4. Vayomru, hava nivnet lanu ira ua migdala v'rosho v'shamayim v'na'eseh lanu shim pen nafuta Allah b'nei kol ha'aretz. And they said, come, vayomru, hava, vayomru, hava, come, hava, come, build us, make us come together, let us build us a city and a tower. Vayomru, haba nibne lanu ira ua migdal, whose top with its top in heaven, with rosho bashamayi, and let us make us a name, with na ise lanu shem, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Pen nafuta al pnei kol haaretz. A name. They said, come. They said, go to. Haba. Make us, build us a city and a tawa whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make us a name. Bereshith, Genesis 11 and 4. That is, make us an idol. Name, Shem, right? Shem, name, has this same sense even in Exodus and Shemot. In Exodus chapter 23 and 13, where it said, and make no mention of the name of other gods, of other Elohim, of other gods. V'shem Elohim acharim lo tazikiru lo yishama'a ala pika. And make no mention of the name of other Elohim, acheri, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Lo tazikiru lo yishama'a ala pika. And also in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, then began men to call themselves by the name of the Lord, by the name of he who be, who he be. Az huchala likro b'shem Yahuwah. Then began men to call upon the name of he who be, who he be. Az huchala likro b'shem Yahuwah. And here, a midrash. Midrash note. The note here is a reference to the midrash to study in the first psalm, Psalm 1, point 13, the 13th perek, the 13th section, here, connected with Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, where it says, then began men to call themselves by the name of he who be, we be. Thus act the wicked, the rasha, the defiant ones, the ratchet ones, who, according to Psalm 21:12, imagine a mischievous device that they are not able to perform. Here, Psalm 21:12. Kia natu aleka ra'ah chashvu mezima bala yukalu. For they intended evil against thee, against the eye. Kia natu aleka ra'ah. They imagine a device, chashvu mezima, wherewith they shall not prevail. Bal yukalu. Chashbu mezima, bala yukal. Imagine a mischievous device that they are not able to perform. And so, the generation of confusion and sow the generation of confusion. The Midrash note here, the generation of the Tower of Babel, confusion. The generation of confusion, the generation of the Tower of Babel, the generation of confusion set a precedent for them. And mark what they did. As the Psalm, the Mizmor, even today, Psalm Mizmor Ayin Dalet, Psalm 74, here at the sixth verse says, now they break down the carved work thereof with hatchet and hammers. Now, they break down the carved work thereof with hatchet and hammers. Ve'ata pia tocheha yachada. Ve'kashila ve'kelafota yahelomun. And now all the carved work thereof together, they strike down with hatchet and hammers. Ve'ata, and now pia tocheha yachada. And now all the carved work thereof together, kashila we kelafota yahelomu. They strike down with hatchet and hammers. They sought to break away to Shamayim, to the heavens, Shamayim, and could not. They sought to break away to the Shamayim, to the heavens, the higher heights, and could not. Therefore, they made war against the eye on earth, against earth's rightful ruler here on the earthly plane, because they sought to break away to Shamayim, and could not. Therefore, they made war against the eye on earth, on the earthly plane,
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 on the earthly plane.
Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov. Yes, I. Shavuot Tov. A good strong seven. Shimru al etzmakem. Take care of yourselves. Beshem Yeshua. Yes, I. Give thanks and praise. Yahuwah, be praised. Baruch Yahuwah Eloheinu. Be well, brothers and sisters. Yes, I. Rastafari, Jah, bless the eye and I. Cause his face is grace to shine on I and I. Give I and I Yeshua Shalom and keep the light lit. Yes, I. Shimru al etzmakem. Take care of thyself. Guard the eye cells. Yes, I. Jah, bless the eye and I and I. And I and I walking forward, going out and coming together again. Shavuot Tov.